Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. It is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210. In a moment, we're going to talk with someone who really is in the center ring, in addition to other officials in Pennsylvania. But Lisa Daly heads up the Philadelphia Commissioners, and their sole mission, basically, is elections and things of that nature. Lisa joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Commissioner Daly, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're making a good bit of news. I took a look at the letter that you wrote, Dear Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, to Brian Cutler and Scarnetti, the officials leading the Republican Party in Harrisburg, making the point that we should count the so-called naked ballots. Why should we do that?
Well, because the naked ballots are really, they're a vestige of the past. They were used to, when we counted mail-in ballots, absentee ballots at the precinct level, to guarantee the voters' anonymity. And now we're getting hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, and we're counting them in an industrial process. There's no chance that a voter's identity could possibly be known at when we're counting like the way we are.
Well, so but the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, though, Commissioner, ruled very, very clearly that this is sacrosanct, and they are somebody who has gone very far, I think, to allow all sorts of votes that might be questionable. So what do you make of that?
So, I mean, the Supreme Court based their decision on an election code that was written in 1937. So, you know, we are just want to make sure that we're drawing attention to an issue, especially when we know that, you know, people, this is a new process for Pennsylvanians to be voting by mail. With no excuse, this is our first presidential national election where Pennsylvania voters are voting by mail with no excuse. And the instructions are changing, you know, almost on a daily basis. So we're trying to make sure that we want people are doing what they need to do to make sure their vote is counted. It is not a partisan issue. It's not Democratic or Republican. It has to do with the process. And you know yourself, Dom, people quite often don't read instructions.
Well, I hear you, and I think it's a tough task to educate them. But why do you think I live in Philadelphia, all my wife, why do you think Philadelphia has such a bad reputation? You're relatively new to this office, meaning you haven't been there forever, as some. You know, what are we hearing about stopping corruption? Do you think these things are made up?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, we're talking right now about the ballots, and I know that, you know, voter fraud, we do not see it in a systemic fashion. So if people need to follow the instructions, we want to make sure the people that vote, that take the time to fill out the application, they get their ballot to their house, they vote that ballot. We want to make sure that we're able to count their ballot. We hate to see votes thrown away on a mere technicality.
It's not a mere technicality, though. That's where I differ with you. It's an essential thing, according to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Well, We are focused on having a fair election, and we want to make sure that people's voice is heard.
All right.
So we know in Washington County, in Washington County, Pennsylvania, during the primary, 5% of those ballots came in that were naked. So this is happening, you know, throughout the state. People are new to the process, and we just want to make sure that people's votes, if they cast them, they're counted. They're able to be counted.
What can you tell us? 6ABC is reporting something on this, and you are in the center of this. What can you tell us about the drop boxes, if that holds up against the federal lawsuit? Right now, it is in motion in Philadelphia. How many do you perceive are necessary, and what are you looking at as far as potential locations?
Well, drop boxes are used all over the country. So, this is a process for us that is still unfolding. The specifics, I don't have them yet to talk about. But, you know, states that are voting by mail in big numbers use drop boxes as, you know, it's a natural thing, and they're all over the state. We've seen them in Denver. They use them, you know, in other places. So we're looking at the policies, the procedures, the specifications, the requirements, all of that, and we'll make a determination based on those requirements.
All right. I'm asking you, Lisa, because 6ABC reporting 5 or so. I'm just trying to get a ballpark figure in a city this big like Philadelphia for convenience. Do you have a ballpark area that you are debating right now to take a look at? Like, do you need
I'm sure if 6ABC is reporting, they are reporting on the early in-person satellite vote centers.
Oh, okay.
7 of which we are going to open tomorrow.
Okay, 7 of those.
That's probably what they're talking about.
Okay, and those are big centers. How about the drop boxes, though? I'm just trying to get a sense. Now, also, how do we have security against ballot harvesting? Out in Bucks County, you probably know, they say sheriff's deputies / security personnel. How will Philadelphia securities?
We are hammering out the specifications for drop boxes. We have not finalized anything related to drop boxes yet.
But at least I'm asking you, is it in your position, do you lean towards saying there'd be somebody there to monitor them? And the other thing is Montgomery County is pushing not to have them 24/7 because the fear is that that would be more difficult to monitor.
Well, as I said, the state has issued guidelines on the use of drop boxes. We will meet those guidelines. Pennsylvania is certainly behind the times when it comes to, you know, using these access for people to get their ballots back to us. But we have not finalized any of those points in the commissioner's office as of yet with regard to drop boxes. Tomorrow, we are going to open satellite election offices for people to go in person and request their mail-in ballot. They'll be able to vote on that mail-in ballot in person and deal with election staff, give their ballot back, and that's probably what Channel 6 is reporting.
Okay. So, Lisa, are those people in these satellite, if you will, places where they can vote starting tomorrow, are those people under your employment, under the city commissioner's office?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But I wanted to, we saw in one report that Philadelphia might use cameras on the drop boxes to make sure of the various security issues. Others are using people. Now, I know you got $10 million for infrastructure money from that Chicago nonprofit, right? Could that money be used for security?
It could, but as I said, we have not finalized any of the details related to drop boxes.
Okay. Is there a website you'd point people towards so they can see as this develops what's going on?
Absolutely. We encourage all Philadelphia voters to go to PhiladelphiaVotes.com, where all this information, as it changes and is updated, will be available, and people can find out what the latest news at PhiladelphiaVotes.com.
Do you have a date, Lisa, where these things might be finalized that we should know about?
At this point, we're working towards tomorrow to open up these satellite centers, and as more information becomes available, we'll make it public on our website and beyond.
We'd love to have you back when it's more finalized. Lisa, thank you. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.